Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Another massive day in football. Firstly, your reaction as a club to the news that you're going into a hub for at least five rounds of footy, starting with a game on Friday night, and you've got to go to Sydney to play it.
Yeah, we've just been told that. So, we're excited to be playing footy, and no matter where it is and where we have to go and how long we've got to be there, we're fortunate to be in the position to make that decision. So we're excited about the prospect to just keep playing footy.
Yep. You've got a game ahead of you tonight, though, and an important game. You come back from a two-point loss against the Giants last week. You make some changes. Can we just ask you, and we'll touch on it quickly and move on, Steele's side bottom, has it had any impact on the group, what went on this week with he and Lyndon Dunn?
Look, we've tried to not let it have too much of an impact. Obviously, you know, the boys, we'll talk about it, and I'll get around those boys and throw their arms around them, but... Like everything in footy, things are moving really quickly at the moment, so we've had to really narrow our focus in on the game, which has probably been a good thing for us. So, not ideal, but you know, people make mistakes, and we're ready to throw our arms back around them and support and move forward.
Jeremy Howe is not easy to replace down back. Matt Scharenberg comes back into the side, which is fantastic. We know how luckless he's been over his football journey. But talk to us about Jeremy Howe and the impact that will have on your defensive group and what he provides that you'll be missing tonight.
Yeah, I don't know where you start with Jez and the impact that he has on the group. He's an amazing leader of our footy club, and I think what this has shown is the true leadership that he's had, because he's been nothing but positive with the boys and you know, sending great messages and really putting the team above himself at the moment. But clearly we know what sort of a talent he is, and he's been in great form. It's been a privilege to be coaching him at the moment. But you know, Shaz gets his opportunity, and we're really excited for Shaz because he's worked his butt off to get himself in the frame and playing really good footy in the scratch matches that we've had. And you know, he brings his own skill set to the table. You know, you don't replace players. You find your next best mix. And Shaz has been playing with some great confidence and doing a really good job in the scratchies.
Matty, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. You've got something of a promotion this year in terms of your coaching. How have you adapted over the last couple of years from player to coach?
Yeah, well, it's been a good journey so far. 3 years out of the game, it goes pretty quick, to be honest with you. And I've really enjoyed my first couple of years as a coach. I've worked with amazing people and got some great experience around me. So there's always different challenges you're facing and problems you're trying to solve as a coach. And I love waking up every day trying to solve those problems and trying to help the players become better. So for me, it's been a great transition. Well, I knew I was done as a player, I was cooked, so I had to move on to something else. But coaching is fantastic, and I love this footy club.
You're an uncompromising sort of player, tougher than the old $2 steak. Do you sort of coach in that vein? Are you a different coach to the way you played, or how would you describe your coaching philosophy?
I'd like to think that I'm a bit more of a lover than I was when I was a player. I was pretty ruthless and probably didn't have the empathy or the care that I have now. So I certainly try to make the players feel like they're valued and respected and loved and cared for. But you don't compromise on standards and expectations, and that's certainly how I like to go about things.
Are the way the kids treat, or not so well, especially the kids, the new players, you know, first to 4 year players, are they treated very differently to how you were treated when you first walked into the doors at the Western Bulldogs?
Yeah, I think there's been a natural evolution of the game and of environments and culture. And, you know, it worked for when I was a 1 to 4 year player, that tough love or the toughness really worked for us as a generation. But as a different group of people we're dealing with now, and you really do have to, as I mentioned before, you got to really throw your arms around them and make them feel valued and loved, and try and teach them as best you possibly can. And these guys come in now, and they have a real impact in the first weeks, months they walk in the door, and they're almost ready to go in a lot of aspects. And I certainly wasn't that as a player, so it's great to see these young guys come in and just be themselves, and we really embrace who they are as people, which is a big part of our culture.
The Prestige Jayco speaking with Collingwood assistant coach Matty Boyd. Here's Darren Buick on K-Rock Footy.
Good luck tonight, Matty. We'll get to the game. Where do you win? How do you win? The season's been, you know, full of surprises. You know, teams have won when probably not expected to. How do you see your advantage tonight over Essendon?
Look, I think we know the strengths of Essendon. They're really dynamic in terms of moving the ball from the back half. So our team defence is going to be really critical tonight. We'll make sure that we can stop their slingshot style of footy from the back half. So we think that if we're able to do that, we'll be able to put a score on the board and win the game of footy. But it's really going to be being able to stop their transition is going to be a key aspect of it.
Scoring goals, obviously Jaden Stevenson's come back. I was just interested why he didn't play early. Was there a reason that he didn't play? Obviously round one was glandular fever over the break, but he didn't play the first round back after the restart. Was there a reason for that?
Yeah, so you mentioned he had a bit of an illness over the pre-season, didn't do much of the work, so he missed out on round one, and we were really happy with our mix in round one. Boys put in a great performance, and all the training and the match sim that we've done in the lead-up post coming back from the COVID break, those boys were in really good form, so it was really hard to change that mix. And he had to work pretty hard to get his spot, and he got it. And I suppose it's trying to make sure that the boys know that they have to work really hard to get into a good team. And he did that, and he's in now, so hopefully he can continue to have an impact for us.
Matty, just very quickly before we let you go, Ben Reid, I think I spied him running around in the 14 on 14 against Essendon. Do you get through okay?
Yeah, I believe so. I haven't got a report back on from the medicos just yet, but I do believe he got through all right, and he looked pretty good, and it was a good hit out. It's great to get these boys out on the MCG and give them some sort of feel of normality. But the boys had a really good hit out. I think we got up by a couple of goals in the end, so positive result.
You were loaning some players too, by the looks. I think Darcy Cameron and Tim Broomhead might have spent some time with them. John Noble and Jack Madgan both didn't play. I know the team's about 10 minutes away. Will you make a late change tonight, Matty?
No, I don't believe there'll be any late changes tonight. Not that I'm aware of, so hopefully it stays that way.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Great to talk to you. I know you've got a team meeting to get to. Really appreciate your time, and best of luck tonight.
Good on you, boys. Have a good call.
Thank you. Matty Boyd joining us there, Collingwood assistant coach.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.